The views expressed on the following broadcasts do not necessarily reflect those of KHLT, Take 12 Radio, or our affiliates. The opinions on this show should not be considered as medical, psychological, or professional advice and are those of the host, co-host, and guest. Take 12 Radio and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting are not affiliated with any particular 12-step fellowship.
God is a solution. God is a 12-step.
I like where he's going here.
Helps the community grow, helps us grow. Bonnie has done a phenomenal job, and you're talking about taking people through a spiritual process, getting them into recovery.
Thanks, Monty, and thanks for all your support.
We need spirituality to make this thing work long-term.
It's an absolute pleasure. You certainly know a lot of people.
This is one of the places that is about the business of the solution.
And now, broadcasting on location somewhere in the vast expanse of the Pacific Northwest, it's the over-opinionated 12-stepologist, the Monty Man.
That's right. Bring it on home. Well, welcome aboard, one and all, a family, those of you in recovery, those of you who are advocates of, and perhaps some of you who should be. Welcome to another fine episode of the Take 12 Recovery Radio Show. We are now in our 18th year of broadcasting worldwide, the best in recovery talk, journalism, and recovery music. We're glad you're with us. If you have not subscribed to our show, we invite you to do so. If you are watching or listening on YouTube, simply subscribe for free on YouTube or visit our website at take12radio.com on your internet dial and subscribe on any of the podcasting platforms listed there. And what you will find is literally hundreds of upon hundreds of archives of our shows over the last 18 plus years on those archives, as well as the current show today. And you have our permission to copy these shows, to make CDs of them, to give them away to your friends. You have our permission to do that. The only thing we ask is that you don't use them for any form of financial gain whatsoever. We do this for fun and for free, as we should, and we ask that you help us to help others by giving away our shows at the same cost, for fun and for free. Well, today on the show, it is absolutely my pleasure to bring together what we refer to as a recovery recording artist. I don't know that he refers to himself as that, but we certainly do. And if you've been listening to my show for any length of time at all, you know that it has been our honor to present to you, in many cases, people in recovery that are recording artists. And some of those folks, some of them were the pioneers of recovery music, like Michael Purrington, the recovery band Selfish Steam, Tony Morosi, and those guys, Richie Supa. The list can go on and on, and we've been very honored to have all them on. This gentleman, I literally fell in love with his music. But let me tell you a little bit about him. Michael Bryan, acoustic guitarist, singer and songwriter with decades of experience performing at the public level. Now, Mike started playing music for a living in July of 1991, and he has never looked back. It is my personal opinion that Mike's music is a journey into the soul, the spirit, and the wonder of life's experiences and challenges that has earned him the Take 12 Recovery Radio title of Recovery Recording Artist. Mike, welcome to Take 12 Recovery Radio, buddy.
Oh, it's great to be here, and I love recovery rock. That's a good one, and you should be my my music critic. You could write a review about me anytime. That's absolutely beautiful, and I really appreciate it. I love being here.
Absolutely. Now you live in Southern California, is that true?
Yeah, I live in San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles area.
Yeah, yeah. Have you lived there most of your life?
Yeah, I've been here since I came to California in 1975 from Cleveland, Ohio. And so I've been in the Valley for 33 years.
For 33 years.
Yeah.
Well, you sound pretty healthy, yes. Brother. I mean, but that wasn't always the case, right?
No, I got sober.
Yeah. So what was
4 years
on?
Ago? And
what was going on prior to 4 years ago?
Well, I was a musician playing for a living, making a decent living, and family and wife. Still have the same wife, and I was one of those on and off again type of drinkers. I'd go a long time without it. Then when I do drink, I can drink very heavy. And a series of events happened in my life that brought me to the program. I'd done it before, but this time I did it for real.
Yeah.
Without getting into specifics. And it changed my life. And what has happened as a result, I started really getting into songwriting. I'm really picking up on a lot of things I hear at meetings and the 12-step work. And all of a sudden, I just started to write songs. I'm currently on my 75th song with my producer.
Wow.
In 4.5 years. It's been this amazing journey. I can't even explain to you. You know, they talk about the promises. One of the promises, this gift that I've got, being very creative, it's just mind-boggling. I can't even explain it to you. And I just seem to be tuned into something else that, you know, I was never tuned into before, you know. I'm in my early 60s, and what's really interesting about it, for, you know, how you get to that point in your life where you feel like you're just kind of going through the motions.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I'm excited about life. I go into recording studios, and I feel like I'm going to Disneyland. It's been an amazing journey. Kind of miraculous, if you want to use that word.
Would you say that the application and implementation of the step process has helped to feed you spiritually?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's funny, during the COVID time, I was off work for two long periods, right? You know, and I got involved with a guy who is considered one of the gurus of our group, 36 years of sobriety. Mm. And I spent 13 months with him going through step work, extensive step work, going to his house every week. I mean, really diving into the steps, really diving into it. You know, I'm kind of an intense driven person to begin with. And so when I got into it, I really was connecting. And all of a sudden, all these things started opening up my perceptions of things and how I looked at the world, what was going on with me. And it's a direct result of why I'm writing so much music.
Wow. Wow.
Well, step work is absolutely necessary, in my opinion.
Yeah. I posted. I wish I'd come up with the saying. It wasn't mine. I'm not that clever, but I reposted it yesterday on Facebook. It was something to the effect of, you know, don't ask God for direction if you're not willing to move your feet. And what I find oftentimes in the recovery community is there's a lot of folks in the recovery community, but there's not a lot of folks in the recovery community, if you know what I'm saying.
Sure. You know, I got into service, started doing things like that I had never done before. Because I've been to AA before in the past, but I never led a meeting. I never called anybody on the phone. I never talked to anybody. I mean, I got two guys I'm working with right now, which has really helped me a lot. And yeah, so I was on the fringes. I was the half measures guy. You have a big poster of my face, the half measures guy. But it's all changed. It's all changed. And now, you know, I look at the step work now, and I, you know, think to myself, why did you wait so long? You know.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I got to do it now. So, and now my life is a big journey, and I just, everything that's going on, you know.
Yeah.
There's some hard times. Some things have gone on that. Right. But you know, it's. You can get through anything.
Yeah,
you really can. If
yeah,
you're in the pro. You know, in
it. So yeah,
hope that makes sense.
Absolutely makes sense. 100%. Well, the listeners are waiting to hear your music, so let's start out with one of your songs. We're going to play several today, listeners. This first one is called "Losers Win." You want to tell us about it?
Well, I was at a meeting and I heard a guy talking about his past, and it was pretty dark and dreary. And he had about 12 years sober. He was talking about how, what a loser he was in the, you know, tornadoing through people's lives. Mm. Now he felt like a winner, you know, the sober and, you know, doing the deal, really being in it and doing the deal. It was just, he was very inspiring when he spoke, but the song is kind of based on that. But then what it turned into, I started thinking about, you don't have to be at the top of the mountain with whatever you're doing. Just enjoy the ride and want what you have. You know, like what you got and want what you have. Mm. That's one of the things he said. You know, he wants what he has. And I really keyed in on that. So, and then I was watching a ball game where the Dodgers came back in the ninth inning and won a game late in the game, right? And the other team walked off the field. But it was a valiant effort by the other team.
Yeah.
But they lost the game.
Right.
You know? But so, I mean, you'll hear it in the lyrics. It's kind of a, you know, it's a collage of different feelings. So it started with the guy talking about being a loser. Now he felt like a winner. And then all these other things came. That's usually how I write a song. I start with an idea. Next thing you know, I'm all over the place.
I love it.
So
I love it. All right. Here is Mike O'Brien and his song, Losers Win. Here's Mike.
Still get a prize just for showing up.
Losers Win by Mr. Mike O'Brien. You know, one of the things that I really makes me uncomfortable in a 12-step meeting is when people really focus on that statement. Well, stick with the winners, man. When I first heard that, I thought, you know, I was very early in recovery, and I thought, well, gosh, what am I then? You know, I mean, because I don't know, I don't even know how to run the race, let alone win anything. I don't think there's any room. I don't read it in the big book. I don't read it in the NA basic text. I don't read it in the Celebrate Recovery literature, Cocaine Anonymous literature. I don't read it in any of the literature where negative reinforcement is a positive thing. I don't see it in there. So I appreciate that song very, very much, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, I relate to what you just said. I never was a loser, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had an addiction.
Yes. You know? Yes.
And, you know, some people don't ever make it out of this, you know? Are they losers? You know, I don't think we can really judge anybody or what's going on or why things go the way they go, you know? Why some people get it, why some people don't, you know? The song is very loose lyrically, you know. I even threw that little line in there, you know, the last but will be first someday when the trumpet sounds, which is actually my producer pointed out.
That's biblical. Yeah.
And yeah, it is. Yeah, what you just said, though, there's a lot of dynamics to what you just said.
Yeah.
You know,
you bet.
I just show up every day and do the best I can. That's where I'm at, you know.
Yeah.
And I try not to, you know, wreak havoc on anybody's life or my own. So I guess I'm winning today. You know, it's just today, right?
There you go. There
That's
you
all
go.
It is.
There you go. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, this next song, out of the four that we're listening to today, this is my favorite, just personally. It just has a sound to it that I'm just really attracted to. I love the slogan. This song is entitled Stay on the Train. Tell us about this and what were you thinking when you wrote it?
Okay. My mother passed away. And it was about a week after she passed away. And my sponsor was very sick with cancer, and he eventually passed. My cat died. The air conditioning on my rental property across the street blew up. Mm. It was a big, expensive job. My wife got ill, and she's recovered. But it was just this barrage of crazy things happening over a 6-week period. And there's a guy, Johnny Boy, in our group who always loves to say, if you stay on the train long enough, the view will change. You know, it's just about a matter of having patience and just walking through things, you know, trudging along, you know. And I think with people that are addicted, I think one of our biggest problems, we have no patience, you know. I definitely could be a very impatient person. And, you know, and it's true. I mean, you just look at your own life, you know, all the things that have changed in your life. You know, you've gone through hard times, you know, and you've gone through hard times.
Yeah.
You know, and you come out of them, you know, and then something else happens and you come through that. And here we are again today. We get right back to today again, right? And everything's okay. And that's another thing Johnny loves to say. He says, I'm okay today. And so the song is, I mean, I literally wrote it in 15 minutes in my backyard.
Oh, wow.
It was just, it came to me and I took it to my producer, who we are going to give big props to in a few minutes here.
Yes.
After we play the song.
Definitely.
My producer, Brian Pothier. We recorded it very fast too, which is one of those songs that just came together. And I think because I was emotionally invested in it very strongly, because I was, you know, this was nothing I faked. I was really going through a difficult period in my life.
Yeah.
In sobriety.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, it all changed, Monty. It all changed.
Mm. Well,
we are today.
I think we can all identify to some degree with that, definitely. And I'll share a little bit with that when the song's done, too. I appreciate it so much. Here's Mike O'Brien's song, Stay on the Train.
It's a hell of a day coming down on me. didn't see it coming. Now it's surrounding me. But you know what they say, if you stay on the train long enough, the view will change. And that hell of a day might turn to heaven. There's a devil inside, and he's talking out loud. He's telling me it's no use. Why not throw in the towel? But you know what they say, if you stay in your head long enough, you're bound to be misled. And the devil inside will steal your heaven. But you
Stay on the Train by Mike O'Brien. I have to say, one of the reasons I appreciate that song so much, Mike, is in the last 2 weeks, I've listened to that song several times because we've lost some people that were very close to Take 12 Recovery Radio. Two of them were Take 12 Recovery Radio contributors and former co-hosts. One was my main co-host for 8 years. And one of them was one of the students that I worked with at where I had my treatment commitment that I do. And when you get hit that hard by three gone, you know, without any prior notice, nobody really knew anybody was in bad health. We knew there was some struggles, but you know, when you get hit like that, it kind of spins you around, right? And songs like this really help because they minister to the heart. they encourage the spirit. And I just want to tell you thank you so very much for that. Tell us about your producer, man.
My producer is Brian Pothier, Pothier Productions in Brea, California. I like to say he's the greatest guitar player I've ever seen that's not famous. He is a master on the guitar. That song started as an acoustic guitar in my backyard, on acoustic guitar.
Wow.
And I take it to him, and he has this ear of hearing, you know, the sounds, the soundscapes of the songs. He just knows where to go with it. I'm very blessed to have met him. I met him 5 years ago. He seems to just really have connected with my music. And most of the time, you know, 95% of the time, you know, I agree with every decision he makes about where he thinks we should take the song. And I love the guy to death. But you know, he programs all the drums. Those are programmed drums. But, you know, my brother is playing bass on it. My brother Ray, who also should get props because he's playing bass on most of these songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things in sobriety that's happened for me, I used to be just self-contained because I played alone on stage for many years, right? And it was all about me and what I was going to decide was going to happen. But, you know, learning how to take direction and actually listening to other people opened a door for me to be with Brian, to work with him. And now, you know, I am able to listen to somebody else and get their input and not get my feelings hurt and allow it to happen. And because of that, the music, he's enhanced the music so dramatically, I can't even begin to tell you. And we're working on song number 75 right now.
Excellent. Excellent.
Less than 5 years. Yeah, so he's Brian Pothier is his name.
Well, he is an extremely talented man. Yeah, just appreciate his work so very much. Listeners, if you want more music, if you'd like to hear more music from Mike, you can visit reverbnation.com/Mike O'Brien. And that's Brian is B-R-Y-A-N. You can follow the link here at Take 12 Recovery Radio as well. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and hear a couple more songs by Mike. So don't go away. Check this out. We'll be right back.
So don't you cry. Don't you fret.
Hey there, it's the Monty Man here. Ever wonder if there is more to your recovery than abstinence? Do you feel stuck in your recovery? Well, introducing 12 Essential Insights for Emotional Sobriety by popular recovery author, Dr. Alan Berger. Recently, I asked Dr. Berger this question. What is one of the main things that you hope people will absorb by reading this book, 12 Essential Insights for Emotional Sobriety?
Well, I hope what people are going to get in reading the book is, first of all, excited about the possibilities, because that's the great thing about emotional sobriety is that it opens up so many doors to our life. It opens up a whole new consciousness. So instead of taking things personally, if we don't take things personally, we can really start to get to know the other person. We can start to understand who they are and see what's going on with them instead of thinking what they're doing is a reflection of how they feel about me. Now, instead of focusing on life being different or people being different or circumstances being different, we try to figure out what do I need to do to learn how to cope with what's going on better.
In Dr. Berger's new book, you will learn the therapeutic value of self-awareness and recover your true self as you experience emotional sobriety. For your autographed copy of 12 Essential Insights for Emotional Sobriety, visit www.abphd.com. Also available on Amazon.
Hey, it's Artie Kornfeld, and you're listening to Take 12 Radio. Recovery talk and positive music.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Artie Kornfeld, we're going to dig up that interview with him here sometime in the near future. Artie is the co-founder of Woodstock, him and Michael Lang. And we did an interview with Artie, some really insightful stuff, behind the scenes things that went on at Woodstock. And if you are the age of Mike and myself, you're going to know about Woodstock. Some of you may never have heard the word. You think it's a little yellow bird on Snoopy or something, but yeah. So we're going to be digging that out of the archives and bringing that to you here in the near future. We're talking with recovery recording artist Mr. Mike O'Brien, and we're listening to his music, as well as Mike sharing his experience, strength, and hope as well. Now, this next song, I Love You. What a great song. Tell us about this, Mike.
Well, I was at a meeting and somebody was talking about how he had an argument with his wife and he was really agitated. And it was the whole pause when agitated on page 87
yeah.
of the book. He's a really funny guy, the way he told the story, right? And I came home and I was sitting in the backyard with my wife, with my guitar, as usual. She was talking to me about some stuff that I just didn't quite understand where she was coming from. And it was getting under my skin a little bit. And I was looking at her and I was thinking, man, men and women are so different, man, the way we think, you know. And I thought about the guy at the meeting and I said, remember, Mike, just pause when agitated. So she was sitting there, and I said, you know, and I started just kind of scribbling the words down and making the song up right there. You know, it's just a basic little rock and roll song.
Yeah.
And this one, I tend to write really fast if I'm really inspired by something or connect with something. And I think I wrote this one in half an hour, but it became amusing. The whole thing was amusing. And I said, no matter what you say, because we're so different, but you know what? We always come together. We connect together. We've been together 31 years. And we understand each other. That's it. Just understand each other and give each other room, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a song about pausing when agitated with your wife and loving her anyways. I'm sure she has some stories about me too.
Oh, I'm sure she does. Yeah, you bet. All right, here is I Love You by Mike O'Brien.
You're getting on my nerves. I break and I swerve because I love you. You're tripping me out. I think before I shout because I love you. Watch what I say, cause it's better that way when I love you. I do. Your point of view is strange. I've learned to play the game cause I love you. You're making no sense. I straddle on the fence cause I love you. Go. What I say, cause it's better that way when I love you. I do. It's been a long, long time. So glad you are mine. It's been a long, long time. And it sure feels fine to love. It's been a long, long time. So glad.
Brian.
That's called domesticated recovery rock.
Yeah, I love that.
I think I say I love you, like, not, I think I say I love you 100 times.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah.
It's always good to say I love you to people, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, we grew up, I mean, my two boys who are married and grown now, but they grew up with that. I mean, they'd get up to go to the bathroom. Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad. You know, they get up to change the channel. Love you, Mom. Love you, Dad. I mean, it just was constant, right? And because one of the things that we said that we were going to make absolutely sure was that we heard that a lot in our home. It's so vitally important. Yeah. And there's so many people that simply, unfortunately, don't get to hear that. And that's hard. That's hard. One of the things I appreciate about your music is it's fun. It's encouraging. It's soul searching, and it's very attractive. You know, we talk about attraction rather than promotion within our fellowships often, but gollies, you got to have something to be attracted to, right? And so your music really, mm-hmm. really, really does that. And you know how I feel about you. I told you this before. I love your music as well. I'm a big fan, big fan. I think God has given you an amazing talent, and I think you're doing God's work by sharing it, my friend.
Yes, and you know, it's funny. I heard somebody, a musician that's in the recovery, say, every day I ask God to write the songs for me.
Mm.
And boy, I picked up on that. And so I've kind of turned my creativity over to him.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I take it back. I want to, my ego gets in the way, and I want to be the, you know, but just doing that, because, you know, music, anything we do creatively, it's a gift. It's given to us. You know,
yeah.
I didn't make this up. This was given to me.
Right.
And one day it won't be here anymore. And so I try to really key in on stuff like that. And these perceptions I have now about God and everything are so different from before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the 12 steps. The 12 steps have definitely led me that way. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're getting kind of heavy now, Monty.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good. So do you have any concerts or performances coming up?
I play a lot of restaurants and clubs right now.
Yeah.
Where am I this week? I'm at the Boathouse in Long Beach, Wednesday, Pacific Club in Newport on Friday. La Costa del Camino in Laguna Beach.
Nice.
On Sunday. I'm playing 15 to 18 gigs a month on average. And I'm working in the studio.
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of new stuff that you haven't heard yet.
Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to it, man.
I'm going to send some to you because you're my biggest fan.
Yeah.
You're my biggest fan. So you're really good for my ego.
Oh, that's good. That's okay. Yeah. I tell the guys that I work with that have a hard time receiving compliments, because that's one of the things that some of us struggle with, right? You know, my sponsor used to always say, just say thank you. I mean, you know, there is details in simplicity. Just say thank you. But the deal of it is, I tell the guys, I go, look at, take the credit for what you've done, but give God the glory. But it's okay to say, you know what, I did that well. You know, you're complimenting the creator when you do that. He's the one that gave you the gift. So it's okay to say, you know what? I really did that well. I give God the glory, but I take the credit for actually, you know, putting one foot in front of the other. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And you definitely do what you do very, very well. And I really want people to go to reverbnation.com/Mike O'Brien. Like I said, listeners, it'll be linked up here at Take 12 Recovery Radio as well.
You could go to bandcamp.com, bandcamp.com/Mike O'Brien.
This particular show, listeners, won't just be in our archives, but it'll also be posted indefinitely on our recovery music page. So there is a page. If you go to take12radio.com, scroll down to the recovery music banner. You can't miss it. The word music is misspelled on purpose. It says recovery music. Click on it. And one of the shows will be the recovery music of Mr. Mike O'Brien. Just click on that and you'll have this show, and you can download it for fun and for free. So it'll be up on our main website. It'll be in the archives, but it'll also be on our recovery music page as well. All right. Mike, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you on. We're going to close this show out with a song we'll talk about here in a second, but I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show, buddy.
I'm honored to be here. It's I've never done this before.
Oh, wow. Radio
interview, and I was nervous coming on. I think I did a pretty good job.
I think you did an excellent job.
It's honored. I was really excited yesterday. I was really nervous for a while, then I got excited, and then I couldn't sleep last night.
Oh, boy.
And just putting the music out there for people to listen to, right? And I'm proud of the stuff. And Brian Pothier and my brother Ray O'Brien.
Yeah, congratulations to all three of you. Cool. Just a job well done. And listeners, keep in mind that what comes out of your mouth reflects what's in your heart many times. How's your heart doing? Do you need some encouragement? Do you need a little bit of an uplift? Well, I'll tell you something. Positive music does that. Bandcamp.com/Mike O'Brien, ReverbNation.com/Mike O'Brien, linked up here at Take 12 Recovery Radio. Mike, tell us about this song. Thanks.
I was sitting with my wife. She seems to be a big inspiration in my life. And I was having one of those days when I was regretting the past a little bit. And I was looking at her and thinking about how she stayed with me through everything. You know, the end of my run before I got sober, it wasn't real pretty. And the song's about gratitude. I looked at her and I was just so grateful to still have her. You know, there's a lot of things you can lose in your life when you are you know, not hitting on all cylinders and operating with bad behavior. And so it's for her. It's gratitude. I'm thankful for everything I have left because there was a lot to lose. And I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to be sober, and grateful to be on your show. I have so much gratitude now, it's almost, it's mind-boggling. So that's it. It's about gratitude. It was written based on her, and there's the one line I say, well, just listen to the song.
All right.
Listeners judge.
Okay? Here's Mike O'Brien closing out our show with his song, Thanks.
Thank you for saying that. It means a lot to me. You make me feel it'll all work out. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for hanging on. You've never let me go. You've always stayed when you could be gone. Thank you for hanging on. Times are good, times are bad. You're the good times. for who you are. You mean the world to me. Through thick and thin, we'll see it through. Thank you for who you are. Through good and bad, we'll make it through. Thank you for who you are.
Keeping with the theme of this song, thanks, I would like to grant a very special thank you to our guest on this show, recovery recording artist, Mr. Mike O'Brien. He is an amazing talent, and we appreciate so very much his willingness to come on the air and share with you, our listeners, and our team here at Take 12 Radio, his experience, his strength, and his hope, and his incredible music. Now, don't forget, you can get more of his music and read more about Mike at ReverbNation.com/Mike O'Brien. It will be linked up here at Take 12 Recovery Radio as well. All right. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man along with the rest of the Take 12 Recovery Radio family, and we are wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of Take 12 Recovery Radio and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.
Ooh, kitty, 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 kitty.